Okay, welcome back this evening to YSR and the fastest 2 hours in radio. As usual, our show is being powered and presented by our very good friends at Quicken Loans. And in our next conversation, we will turn our attention to the Winter Olympics, as it has been such an incredible month watching the coverage, all the different events. I must share, my absolute favorite is watching figure skating. U.S. skaters Gracie Gold, Ashley Wagner, I mean, they are beautiful, they're elegant, but they are true competitors, and it's been just so much fun to watch. So right now, it is our Olympic segment. We are delighted to welcome into this evening's program Dr. Kevin R. Stone. He is a celebrated orthopedic surgeon, a former orthopedic surgeon for the U.S. ski team, and we have invited him in tonight to discuss in our Winter Olympics segment just on the knee injuries and the overall ACL dilemma in the sports world. What a pleasure it is to have you with us tonight, Dr. Stone. Thank you so much.
Good evening. Welcome to be. Pleased to be with you.
Okay, well, we have certainly, as I just mentioned, we have enjoyed watching the games in Sochi, but I have to be honest, we've missed seeing skiing superstar Lindsey Vonn after she announced her withdrawal from the Winter Olympics with that torn ACL. It was such a devastating, it was horrible timing with this injury. I just kind of want you to share with our listeners tonight how you've helped these premier athletes navigate through a very disappointing and a difficult process when they experience this type of an injury.
Sure. So a lot's changed in this field. And so, you know, when you were playing high school or college basketball, when you tore your ACL, it was just a devastating injury. And often the surgeon would take your own patellar tendon or your hamstring tendons to rebuild your ruptured ACL. And the recovery was almost as bad as the injury. And so a lot of things have changed. Number one, we now have donor tissue, sterilized bone, patellar tendon bone, the strongest tissue. We can use donor tissue to rebuild people's knees, which speeds their recovery and takes away that anterior pain that we used to produce by taking the patellar tendon. And then number two, we're doing a lot with stem cells and growth factors now in order to speed up the healing. And then number three, we've learned a ton about rehabilitation. So we immediately get people moving. And one of the best things we try to teach people is if you do have a knee injury, if you could just look at yourself as an athlete in training and not a patient in rehab during the healing time, then you can focus on all kinds of good fitness things and build yourself back and maybe even come back better, as we say, fitter, faster, and stronger than you were before you got hurt.
Dr. Kevin R. Stone, former orthopedic surgeon for the U.S. ski team. He is world-renowned, known so well. What is the biggest challenge for you as an orthopedic surgeon? Because I'm assuming that there's a balance between, you know, having your patients return too soon or too late. I mean, there's a real form in that, isn't there?
You know, it is, because every athlete wants to be back tomorrow.
And of course.
So much of the research we do now is about speeding that healing. And as you know, a lot of times it wasn't the ACL that took the patient out for a long time. It was the tear of the meniscus cartilage or the articular cartilage in the knee. And just as you learned when you were playing college ball, you know, having a meniscus tear, well, it seems like a small thing. If they take out part of it, years later you start to develop arthritis. And so that's what we're so passionate now about when we see people with an initial injury. If we can repair or save their meniscus, or if they've lost it, if we can replace it for them, then all of a sudden the impact of this injury isn't so bad, and maybe you won't get that arthritis that you got later on, or if you already have arthritis, it's a good way to take away that pain without doing a knee replacement.
You know, the one thing I remember from tearing my lateral meniscus the end of my senior year in high school is just the learning to trust myself again in my body so that I could respond. I mean, you have to really flush out that fear factor and fight through the pain, but just have that belief that you're going to be 100%.
You know, that psychological part of it is huge, and that's why it's so important. What you see different from the world-class athletes you're watching at the Olympics right now from a lot of people is the world-class athletes absolutely have no doubt whatsoever that they're going to be back next year or sooner, and they're going to come back just as good or better. And if you can adopt that, if the everyday weekend warrior can adopt that attitude and just use your injury as an excuse to get better, fitter, faster, stronger, lighter, improve your diet, improve your nutrition, drop your weight, do all the things that we try to teach patients. And all of a sudden that injury can be, you know, not such a bad thing and maybe even a wake-up call.
Okay, we are visiting with Dr. Kevin R. Stone. We're talking about the 2014 Winter Olympics and also the rehabilitation process when you suffer a major injury, blowing out your ACL. So tell us some more about the BioNeem program that you developed back in 91.
Yeah, so the most common thing people coming into my office would say, hey, doc, isn't it just a shock absorber you can put in my knee? I lost my meniscus playing high school or college ball, and now 10, 20, 30 years later, I've got arthritis. And I might be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. I still want to run marathons. I still want to do sports. I'm not ready for an artificial knee yet. Maybe just delay the time. And so what we spent a lot of time in the research lab and now clinically doing is figuring out how to regrow their arthritic cartilage and how to put back in the new shock absorber, the meniscus, for them. They can play on a bio knee rather than a bionic knee. And while it's cool to be bionic, and we all love watching those shows, it's a problem when it rains and you're bionic, and it's a lot better to be biologic.
Okay, so it's remarkable how you rebuild the knee without artificial materials, but how does the process go in terms of finding a donor to be able to make that graft?
Yeah, that's gotten easier too. So when the patients send us their x-rays or MRIs, and we do this for people for all over the world, and we don't charge for this, by the way, so people can send them and we can look at them for them. If they need a meniscus cartilage, per se, we wrote a research paper that showed that we can measure the person's height, weight, and sex, and another person's cartilage will be about the same size as them. So an easy way to look at it is if you see a 200-pound male, 6 foot tall, another 200-pound male, 6 foot tall, will have about the same size cartilage. So it's turned out to be quite a bit easier to size match these things than we ever thought it would be.
Okay, Dr. Kevin R. Stone is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Tell all of our listeners, Kevin, where they can find out more information.
Sure. First of all, you can always send us a question or x-rays, whatever, at info@stoneclinic.com. And then part of our passion is to teach people, so we post a lot of things on stoneclinic.com. And then people are interested in BioKnee, there's a link to BioKnee there. And we really believe in pushing forward the science and helping people get back. And you know, our goal is to have you playing the sport you want till you're 100 and drop dead playing that sport, with a good smile on your face.
Okay, so Kevin, there's been a ton of research and discussion about women and them being more prone to ACL injuries. What's your belief on that? I mean, does gender really matter?
Yeah, unfortunately, it does matter. So in the ACL in particular, you know, we see 3 to 4 times higher injury rate in women than we do in men. Now, part of that is because there's so many more women playing sports at both a younger and older age and playing more extreme sports than they ever used to do. But there's just something about the combination of body shape and muscle development and everything else that just puts their ligament at a little higher risk. On the flip side, I would tell you, though, that many of my women athletes and patients just seem to have almost a little better attitude in rehab than a lot of the guys do, and they tend to rehab better. And so while the injury happens more often, their recovery often is better.
Kevin R. Stone, Dr. Kevin R. Stone, has been with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, former orthopedic surgeon with the U.S. ski team. One more time, Dr. Stone, tell all of our listeners tonight where they can find out more information on your clinic.
Sure, just go to stoneclinic.com or call us in San Francisco or send an email to info@stoneclinic, and we'd be happy to help and respond to you any way we can.
Okay. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us tonight, okay?
Listen, take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.